Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 96 of Harden My Take. My name is Michael the Hebrew Hammer Brown, and I am flying Han Solo this evening for tonight's game recap of the Houston Rockets in game six of the 2020-2021 season, where the Rockets have lost to the Indiana Pacers by a score of 114-107, moving the Rockets to 2-4 on this young season, and the Indiana Pacers move to 6-2. A disturbing trend here in the early part of the season for the Rockets. The Rockets are now 0-3 away from Toyota Center, which puts them at 2-1. When playing inside of Toyota Center. Once again, my name is Michael Brown, and I'm here for the game recap on tonight's game. Let's first get to the box score. In the first quarter, the Indiana Pacers outscored the Rockets 35-27. In the first quarter, 35-30. The Rockets then were outscored 27-26. In the second quarter, putting the Rockets down by 6 points at halftime, they made up that deficit and outscored the Pacers 31-28 in the third quarter. And in the fourth quarter, were outscored 24-20, thus losing the game by 7 points. This was a game that unfortunately came down to turnovers. The Rockets turned the ball over 16 times, which led to 23 points for the Pacers. When you only lose a game by 7 points while you're shorthanded, tonight Daniel House Jr. with the back did not play. And the knee soreness kept Bruno Caboclo from playing. So the Rockets were down two key guys tonight while playing the Pacers. Between that and turning the ball over 16 times, and John Wall, you know, had a brunt of those turnovers. He turned the ball over 5 times. He did score 28 points. He had 1 block, 2 steals, 3 assists, 6 rebounds, and was an incredibly efficient 12 of 20 from the field. He had a good game, but again, 5 turnovers is a killer. When you look at the Rockets box score outside of that, PJ Tucker did foul out of the game late. A couple tough calls on him down the stretch. He finished the game with 10 points and 6 rebounds. DeMarcus Cousins had a great game in the rebounding category. He had 14 rebounds, and he had 4 blocks. It was a block party for the Rockets tonight, who had 12 blocks in total. He had 9 points, 14 rebounds. He did have only 1 turnover. He played very minimally, if at all, in the fourth quarter. I don't believe he played more than a minute or two, something to look out for in the injury report over the next 48 hours. I'm unclear as to the reasoning that he only played a minimal amount of time in the fourth quarter. You know, he did play, if you look, total minutes, he did play 23 minutes, and he is coming off of a very devastating injury history over the past 2 years. So it may have been precautionary by Coach Steven Silas, and he wanted to maybe run small in the fourth quarter and give his, you know, see if his guys could pull out a win on the road. James Harden had a very off night shooting the ball. He only shot the ball 14 times from the field. He went 5 of 14, 1 of 5 from the three-point line. He did have 4 rebounds, 12 assists. So he did play he was the facilitator tonight. He played the facilitator role quite well. David Nwaba had 15 points tonight, 6 of 11 from the field, including a nasty dunk in the second quarter that Rockets fans should definitely go take a look at as soon as humanly possible. The Rockets, John Wall, did have, once again, 28 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds. good night for him. The Rockets bench tonight only included Jayshon Tate, Eric Gordon, and Sterling Brown. That's probably the second reason that the Rockets lost tonight. Eric Gordon did have 20 points on the contest. However, when he was on the court in his 33 minutes, he was a minus 16. For our listeners who aren't, you know, caught up to date with the plus minus, that basically means that category that when a player is on the court, when we talk about them being a plus or minus, that means that the Rockets in their time on the court were either plus that many points better than the other team, minus being that much worse than the other team. Tonight, even though he scored 20 points, Eric Gordon was only 2 of 10 from the three-point line, and he was a minus 16. Jayshon Tate, 24 minutes on the court. He had 8 points. He had 2 assists. He did have 4 fouls. He was a minus 12. And finally, Sterling Brown in 14 minutes, only shot the ball twice tonight. No three-point shots, which is shocking considering the start that he got to the year, the first 3 games from the three-point line, one of the 5 best three-point shooters in the league. He was a minus 15. So if you calculate those 3 guys, Jayshon Tate, Eric Gordon, Sterling Brown, they were a minus 43 with the Rockets in their time on the court. That simply is not good enough, and you're not going to win very many games, including against the team coming into tonight with the Indiana Pacers, who came into the game 5-2. They end up winning the game and going to 6-2. Fairly quickly on the Pacers, Domantas Sabonis, the son of Arvydas Sabonis, 22 points, 12 rebounds, on 9-14 from the field. And too many times tonight, the Rockets, without Christian Wood, without Daniel House, did not have the size on the interior to play consistently at a high level against Miles Turner and Domantas Sabonis. Turner had a really pedestrian night tonight. He was only 1 of 6 from the field. He only had 2 points and he had 5 rebounds. Sabonis was the one that really killed him inside. The player of the game for the Pacers was Malcolm Brogdon. 39 minutes, 13 of 25 from the field, including 4 of 6 from the three-point line. Only went to the line 5 times. He did have 7 assists, 35 points. Victor Oladipo did kick in 18 points, but he was only 6 of 20 from the field. And look, you look at the starters for the Pacers. Turner was a minus 3. Domantas Sabonis was a plus 4. For the 35 points that Brogdon scored, he was a minus 1 when he was on the court. Aaron Holiday was only a minus 6, and Victor Oladipo was a minus 10. You look at the Rockets, conversely, P.J. Tucker plus 3, DeMarcus Cousins minus, negative 4, John Wall plus 3, James Harden plus 3, David Nwaba plus 3. But the bench between Sterling Brown, Eric Gordon, and Jayshon Tate were a minus 43. We'll get to the bench for the Pacers. Doug McDermott, which if Harden My Take fans can remember, co-host of Harden My Take, Jeremy Brenner, loved Doug McDermott. He played 16 minutes tonight. He only had 6 points, but he was a plus 13. TJ McConnell in 19 minutes, he only scored 4 points, but he had 3 steals. He had 3 assists, 3 rebounds. He was a plus 16. And finally, Justin Holiday had 20 points in 32 minutes on the court coming off of the bench. He was a plus 22. So if you look at the Rockets bench, minus 43, and the Pacers bench, you're looking at plus, what is that, 38, 51. I mean, there's the game right there. Their turnovers, they only had 9 turnovers compared to 16 turnovers for the Rockets. So if you look at the bench performance tonight, the Rockets were already shorthanded. They turned the ball over way too many times. Once again, 23 points off of turnovers for the Indiana Pacers. And a couple quick takeaways from the game tonight as our recap. The Rockets need to get some more size. You know, the fact that DeMarcus Cousins did not play in the fourth quarter, I'm unclear if it was a you know, a small injury possibly, you know, that hampered his ability to play in the fourth quarter. But the Rockets tonight, you know, without Christian Wood, the second biggest guy that they had was Bruno Caboclo. And, you know, Steven Silas did not play Caboclo, mostly, I would say, due to the fact that Caboclo is not very good. And I imagine that Bruno Caboclo will not be a part of this roster for very much longer. The Rockets need to find a way to either trade for some size or find some size on the street. I'm unclear if Kenny Wooten is still available. The Rockets have some history with him being a part of the rotation early in the year before he got cut. He's a 7-footer that could give them some size. It makes this Rockets fan wish that Isaiah Hartenstein would have been kept around after or during the season last season, because he would be the perfect 7-footer that could give this Rockets team some legitimate minutes right now. But they do not have that. So the Rockets need to acquire some size for this roster fairly quickly. The second takeaway from the game tonight for me is the Rockets did lose tonight, but they took a very good Indiana Pacers team right down to the wire. Once again, if the Rockets had Daniel House and Christian Wood, I imagine they win this game by at least 5 points, I would say. Unfortunately, you know, they didn't have those guys, so they couldn't win this game. And in a very, very tough Western Conference, you know, the Rockets lost a tough game to Dallas the other night. And when you can't lose these many games back-to-back, because the Western Conference is going to be tough enough down the stretch. Not only that, it's not an 82-game season. It's a 72-game season. So right off the bat, you're losing 10 games from a normal season. And if the Rockets, albeit they've been shorthanded, you know, James Harden has missed some time, although the Rockets were able to pull out a win in his absence, but they haven't had a full rotation. You know, we're only 6 games in, and tonight was the 5th different starting lineup that the Rockets have had to utilize in this short season. So positives to take away from tonight. David Nwaba, I thought, played great tonight. His one-on-one defense is something that is going to benefit this roster playing the long game this season. Long game, I should say. They're going to need his one-on-one individual defense. He did kick in 15 points as well. He didn't shoot great from the three-point line, but James Harden tonight, only 15 points. He did have the 12 assists. The Rockets are going to need him to score the ball more if they're going to pull out these games against these really good teams. And Indiana, at least thus far, is a really good team. They're 6-2. Malcolm Brogdon has a lot of talent. Donatas Sabonis, they're deep. I mean, they played, you know, 8 legitimate guys tonight, and all 8 of those guys had a good contribution. Even Miles Turner, who only had 5 rebounds, he had 8 blocks. You know, that's the epitome of having a guy who knows his role. And his role tonight was not necessarily to, you know, put the ball in the basket, if you will. Not even rebound. He was just a, you know, a presence at the rim for the Pacers. And when you have 8 blocks in a game, I mean, that's going to deter the other team from taking the ball at that individual on a consistent basis. So tonight the Rockets ran into a tough matchup, you know, against Miles Turner on the inside post. The Rockets' next game is going to be against the Orlando Magic, and coming down tonight, a huge blow to the Magic. Markelle Fultz, their stud point guard, is going to be out for the season with a torn ACL. And this is the type of game on Friday which I like to categorize as a get-right game. This is a game that the Rockets can come out, and let's be honest, they should win this game on Friday against the Magic. They should come out and dominate this game, especially without Markelle Fultz. So the Rockets need to get their mind right. Tonight's the type of game you would have loved to have won, but shorthanded without Christian Wood, without Daniel House, it was going to be an uphill battle for the Rockets to be able to win this game. So the Rockets do have 3 home games coming up in a row They have the Magic at home, then they have the Lakers. So that's on Friday night will be their next game. Sunday night against the Lakers, and then Tuesday against the Lakers. So the Rockets have some time to come home, get right, take care of the Magic, and then two showdown games against the Lakers. Hopefully Christian Wood can get back. Hopefully DeMarcus Cousins is healthy. So we will be obviously on the lookout for how they do on Friday night. And once again, Harden, my take should be and hopefully is your home for all things Houston Rockets basketball. That's going to wrap up tonight's game recap. Once again, my name is Michael Brown. You can follow all things Houston Rocket through the Dream Shake on Facebook. You can either search the Dream Shake or at Dream Shake SBN. You can follow the Dream Shake also on Twitter at Dream Shake SBN. You can follow myself on Twitter as well at UH Big Red Hat Guy. Make sure to throw my co-host, Mr. Jeremy Brenner, a follow as well. You can follow him. Find him at Jeremy Brenner. That's JeremyBrenner. And also make sure to give Harden My Takes Twitter account at Harden My Take a follow. Unfortunately, your game recap results in a loss for our beloved Rockets, 114-107 at the Indiana Pacers. Rockets fall to 2-4 on this young season. Their next game is Friday night against the Orlando Magic. And until next time, go Rockets!